Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
I've got a question for cattle producers. Are you sure you're getting the best performance out of your cattle? Not if your pastures are crawling with parasites. Send the enemy packing with Long Range, the first and only extended-release dewormer that provides up to 150 days of parasite control with just one convenient dose. Because your cattle are exposed to those profit robbers far longer than the 14 to 42 days of protection offered by conventional dewormers. So this grazing season, send parasites packing with Long Range. Still skeptical? Ask your veterinarian or Beringer Ingelheim sales representative about season-long parasite control from Long Range, or check out thelongrangelook.com.
Federal law restricts this drug to use by or on the order of a licensed veterinarian for use in cattle only, not for use in humans or other animal species. Keep out of reach of children. Not for use in breeding bulls or in calves less than 3 months of age. Not for use in female dairy cattle 20 months of age or older, including dry dairy cows or in-veal calves. Post-injection site damage such as granulomas and necrosis can occur. These reactions have disappeared without treatment. Not for intravenous or intramuscular use. Do not treat within 48 days of slaughter. Full prescribing information, visit thelongrangelook.com.
The 2021 Oklahoma Youth Expo is coming up, with the gates opening on March the 8th for what officials expect to be another big-time great event. Cass Newell, Executive Vice President of the Oklahoma Youth Expo, said the entries are up and they continue to grow.
Yeah, the entries are up again. So we're really excited about that. It continues to grow every year, and it's across all species. The entries are up. So we're looking forward to the biggest year yet.
There's also going to be a new tool to help exhibitors check in and navigate throughout the 10-day show this year.
We developed our app a couple of years ago, but with all these changes with COVID and everything, we've been able to really utilize that. But we've also, we've worked with Tyler Powell, and he is so gracious to work with us. And he has helped us develop many things over the years. You know, it started as a self-check-in where we checked in through the line. And this year, we're evolving that to another step. And so exhibitors will actually be able to scan a QR code on their back tag from their phone. So we won't have a check-in line. So we won't have the same people using computers, all of those things, you know, just another step to keep us all safe throughout the show. But whenever those exhibitors scan that QR code, it will automatically populate their information. So they'll only have to enter things like their show weight or birth date or things like that. The rest of it, like their name and division and club, all those things will automatically generate on there. So we're really looking forward to that. I think it'll help us with accuracy, and I think it'll just be very exhibitor friendly. So we're certainly grateful to work with Tyler Powell.
During the next few days, OYE will be sending out move-in videos, and Newell also encouraged exhibitors to go ahead and download that OYE app if you don't have it just yet. She said that's one of the easiest ways to stay connected. You can also see the OYE social media sites and get more information there. Well, February's Ag Economy Barometer reading of 165 changed little compared to January, where the index stood at 167. Announced this week, producers continue to report strong current conditions on their farms, as February's current condition index value of 200 is nearly at an all-time high. Continuing a trend that got underway last fall, however, the index of future expectations drifted lower to 148, which is 3 points below the January reading. February marked the third time in the last 4 months that the futures expectations index declined, leaving it 20% below its October peak. Ongoing strength in ag commodity prices and farm income continue to support producers' perspectives on current conditions. Concerns about possible policy changes affecting agriculture and eroding confidence in future growth and ag trade is what continues to weigh on producers' future expectations. Producers also indicated that they expect to see alternative protein sources increase market shares in the years ahead. If the market share becomes significant, they think it's likely to reduce aggregate farm income. You've got farm news on Ron. Join us for the Davis Angus Value Genetics Bull and Female Sale coming up Saturday, March the 6th, 12:30 p.m. at the Clinton Livestock Auction in Clinton, Oklahoma. They'll be offering 85 registered Angus bulls, 61 yearlings, and 24 18-month-olds. More information, call Jim and Debbie Davis at 580-331-8036 or go to davisangus.com. It's the Davis Angus Value Genetics Bull and Female Sale coming up March the 6th at the Clinton Livestock Auction. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.